Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, y'all, or whatever day you're listening to this podcast on. We are on day 4 of our Reset Your Mind, Overhauling Toxic Thoughts devotional on the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description, and I'm going to go ahead and read the two scriptures for it, and then Tori's going to read the devotional.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Colossians 3, verse 2. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. And then it's Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up.
The devotional is titled Fix Your Thoughts. It says, testing our thoughts and learning to take them captive is a huge part of the mental battle we have with our thoughts. So when we can learn to do that as a regular practice, we will gain control over our thoughts. But what if we choose to be more proactive with our thoughts in order to prevent reacting later on? There will still be thoughts that have to be tested and taken captive, of course, for we are not perfect. We can, however, choose to follow through with Paul's exhortation in Colossians 3:2, which says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. In setting our mind on things above, we will have less thoughts that need testing and being taken captive. When we set our minds, we are striving for something and directing our mind toward a certain thing. This verse says we shouldn't set our minds on earthly things. Those earthly things usually distract us and cause our thoughts to keep us from God's best. There are plenty of things we see every day that are out of our control, but much of what we see can be prevented. What we put in front of our eyes is a big deal. If you feel you have too many toxic thoughts, what is it that could be causing them? Could it be things on TV, social media, the news? It's wise to analyze the things we are viewing daily and ask God to show us what would be a good thing to decrease or eliminate altogether. Much like we need to watch what we put in front of our eyes, we also need to consider what is going into our ears. What we hear affects our thoughts just as much as what we see. Have you noticed what types of music, books, or podcasts possibly cause toxic thoughts in your mind? Are there things you need to include, not just remove, that will build you up and help create healthy thoughts instead? Instead of focusing on and setting our sights on things that could cause toxic thoughts, let's be proactively mindful of what we choose to put in front of us. When we choose things that honor God and keep us pure in heart, we will have less thoughts to test and take captive.
Yeah, I can't help but think of the story of Nehemiah, mm-hmm. where as he went back to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, mm-hmm. it was said that the people that he was working with had a hammer in one hand and a sword in the other hand.
Yeah.
And they were defending against their attackers and building up the walls of their faith. Mm-hmm. And they were defending against the bad thoughts and building up their trust in the Lord.
Right.
And we need to be the same.
Yeah.
We need to spiritually be prepared to defend against the negative thoughts that we're going to be having, the toxic mm-hmm. thoughts we're going to be having.
Yeah.
But we also, in its place, want, for every toxic thought or thing that we partake in, whether it's mm-hmm. a podcast or a movie or a song, whatever it may be, we need to replace it with something that's good. We do need to set our minds on what is above.
Yeah, I feel this on such a tangible level. Like, music affects my mood so much. Like, if I'm listening to worship music, chances are I'm in a better mood. If I'm listening to a sad country song, chances are I'm probably going to be a little sad. If I'm listening to some Christian rap music, I'm probably going to be pumped up and ready to go work out. But I just remember different seasons in my life where I was taking in toxic content, songs that takes your mind to places that it shouldn't be, or shows that take your mind to places that it shouldn't be. And it was really affecting my actions at the time. I'm talking, this is so tangible to me that like I can't even watch like murder mystery shows before I go to bed, or I will dream of different ways that I'm going to get murdered in the night. Like I feel like my spirit is super susceptible to anything that it takes in. And so I personally have to be so aware. Like I would rather put on a sermon than watch a show that's going to have a sex scene that I need to turn my eyes away from, because I just know that after I consume that content, I'm going to be built up rather than have to fight against something. And so I personally love this proactive approach where it's like, you know what? There's no need for me to consume content that's going to take my mind to places that it shouldn't go. And it's a discipline, because we are, you know, constantly being bombarded by the media of watch this or listen to this or this is what's popular. And we really need to be so just disciplined in this area if we want our actions to follow suit and glorify the Lord.
Yeah, I heard this one guy say it on TikTok. I thought it was really great what he said. He said that right now, and I'm not trying to get all into conspiracy theories, so don't receive this as that, but you're seeing it more often than not. I mean, just get on Netflix and mm-hmm. you see the shows that are terrible. About like Satan and terrible. About, you know,
yeah.
There's so much stuff out there that it's no longer hiding. It's in our face. Mm-hmm. And this guy said it best, where he was just like, you can no longer play the naive card.
Yeah.
It's in your face and they're showing you it.
Yeah.
And you have to make a choice. Am I going to partake or am I yeah. not? And yeah. so we all have that choice and we need to choose wisely.
Yeah, that's good.
You ready to pray us on out?
Yes. Lord, today I just pray against the attacks of the enemy, Lord. Attacks against our minds, Lord. Attacks from what we're seeing to what we're hearing, Lord. It's all around us. So Lord, I just pray that today you fix our focus. You fix our eyes. Lord, when we start to wonder, that your Holy Spirit would rein us back in and replace these negative things, or these things that are going to take our minds to places they shouldn't go, with things that take our mind to you, Lord. We want to glorify you in thought, Lord, so that we can glorify you in action. We aren't going to be able to glorify you in action if we can't first glorify you in our thoughts. Lord, help us. Today. Help us, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit. So Lord, right now, I'm going to open up the floor for our listeners to pray, and Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding, love so pure, love so abounding. We will endure. Amen, God. Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Just wanted to encourage you real quick that the reflection down at the end of that devotional encourages you to think about what your struggle is. Is it what you watch or what you listen to? Mm-hmm. And then also says this, list the biggest thing that you need to eliminate from what you normally watch or listen to. The chances are you already know what it is. Give it up for 21 days and see what a difference it makes in your thought life.
Yeah.
Anyways, we love y'all.
And we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Adios.